present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel gaze. At the piano is Colin Sell and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You're welcome to join us now for a second week in the delightful Sussex city of Brighton. An ancient settlement was recorded here by the Romans, who noted the area for its Neolithic camp, a style... a style later replaced by the Anglo-Saxon mince. Much of the southern town had to be reconstructed following the disastrous sea floods of 1705, and this is commemorated in place names such as High Tide Alley, Seaweed Row, and Toilet Roll Round the Ankle Lane. With the new Georgian splendour afforded by the patronage of George, the Prince Regent, came Brighton's first pier, the Chain Pier, completed in 1823. It was so called because of its tensioned chain construction and was the scene of much revelry. However, in 1837, it sadly collapsed when a drunk went to the toilet and over-enthusiastically pulled the nearest flush. In 2001, Brighton was finally honoured by being officially designated a city, a move which it's hoped will attract a better class of visitor rather than the seedy, unsavoury, shabby types of old. Until then, let's meet the teams. They are on my left, Graham Garden and Barry Cryan. And on my right, Phil Jupitus and Tim Brooke Taylor. And please welcome our delightful scorer, who always likes to feel a part of the team. The ever-lovely Samantha. Okay, let's start the fun with a regular... fun? Let's start with a regular favourite called New Definitions. Teams, let's hear some new definitions of existing words that you may have noticed recently. Phil, will you start, please?
Yeah, I've got one here. Condominium. That's a birth control device made from metal. That you hit your daughter's boyfriend in the testicles with.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Graham.
Turpentine, a Geordie highwayman.
Judicious, Hebrew crockery. As in, hands that judicious can be soft as your friend.
Laminated, pregnant sheep. And I cleaned that up, I have to say.
Posthumous, the act of delivering Greek food by mail.
Balderdash, what you do when your wig has flown off. See also Irish jig.
Curate, a doctor.
Game warden, Jeffrey Archer's only option on a Friday night.
Catalyst, three-legged moggy. Collie wobbles, three-legged sheepdog.
Morass, request from the director of a strip show.
Impermeable, hair that is impossible to style. See Barry Cryer.
Tarmac, Scottish gratitude.
Sanctity, drooping bosom. Sorry.
Sorry.
Okay, it's time now for the teams to sing along to some well-known discs in the round called Pick Up Song. As is customary, record researcher Samantha made her regular visit to the Gramophone Library earlier. The kindly old archivist keeps a small terrier for company, and Samantha makes a point of taking him a treat of a biscuit or two. The archivist says he always loves to watch his little dog as he scampers up to Samantha with a couple of crackers held out and and pants around her ankles. I can see she's ready and waiting at the turntable and eager to give the discs a spin. You should sing along, teams, until at my signal, Samantha turns the volume down. You must then continue singing, and if when the music returns you're within a gnat's crotchet of the original, I'll be awarding points. Or, if you want to make prats of yourselves, it's no business of mine. This week's prize is sure to delight any wildlife enthusiast and Elvis impersonator. It's this stylish pair of blue suede shrews. Okay, we'll start with you, Tim. I'd like you to accompany the Inkspots singing We Three.
We three, we're all alone, living in a memory. My echo, my shadow, and me. We three, we're not a crowd.
No, we're not.
We're not even company. My echo, my shadow, and me. What good is the moonlight, the silvery moonlight that shines above?
Mercy!
I walk with my shadow, I talk with my echo.
I walk with my shadow, I talk with my echo.
OK, Barry, now, would you please accompany Steeler's Wheel singing Stuck in the Middle with You?
I got the feeling that something ain't right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair, and I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right, here I am stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you, and I'm wondering what it is I should do. It's so hard to keep the smile from my face. Losing control, yeah, I'm all over the place. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right.
Okay, you now, Graham, would you please accompany Sammy Davis Jr. singing Sweet Gingerbread Man?
Like a man out of gingerbread. Crumb picking, licking gingerbread. Can't think about rainy weather now. Finally got myself together now. Fresh out of the pan, sweet gingerbread man. Fresh out of the pan, sweet gingerbread man. I'm twirling a cane made of peppermint. Nice sticky hand, sticky peppermint.
Sponge sugary cloud.
And finally, Phil, would you please accompany Afro Man with his number one smash hit? Because I got high.
La la da da la 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 la. I was gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. My room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La 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 la. I was gonna go to class before I got high. I could have cheated and I could have passed, but I got high. I'm taking it next semester, and I know why. Because I got high.
I'd just like to big up my brother, Notorious Tim.
Okay, let's move swiftly on now to sound charades. This is a specially adapted wireless version of the TV classic Give Us a Clue, where panelists used to mime the titles of books, songs, or films against a strict time limit. In the original version, the players had to mime in total silence, leaving the audience breathless with laughter. In our version, the team speak. The master of the genre was undoubtedly Lionel Blair, and who will ever forget him, exhausted and on his knees, finishing off an officer and a gentleman in... under 2 minutes. Okay, Timon.
Not yet. Not yet. No, man, every time I come on this show, they do.
Okay, Tim and Phil, you're to start, please, and your title will shortly be displayed to the audience via the laser display. Right. While for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
Yes, Prime Minister. Yes, Prime Minister.
Okay, you're guessing this one, Barry and Graham. Off you go, Tim and Phil.
Three words. Television, probably a book, was there? I don't know.
I think television, maybe. Associated book, yeah.
Yeah, here we go. Sherry, could you? Would it be possible for you to take your knickers off?
Absolutely no problem, love.
And I wasn't playing Lionel.
Sherry mentioned that.
I don't mind if I do.
No. We're in a Blair context.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
A request, three words. Can't be yes, no. Well, yes, then. Prime Minister.
Now, your turn, Barry and Graham. Your title is now being exhibited on the laser display board, and here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Soylent Green. Soylent Green.
Well, this is a film.
Two words.
And here it is.
Hello. Hello, Patrick.
It's Sean.
Yes, I just had a haircut.
They do it while you wait, you know.
Dad, dibble they do.
They do.
And who's this widget?
It's my friend, Mr. Green.
Hello, Mr. Green.
Yes, hello, Mr. Green.
He doesn't seem to have an awful lot to say for himself.
He doesn't know.
Oh,
he's away, he's away, your man's away. Good boy, Mr. Green.
Good boy, Mr. Green.
Never a word, no.
He's not your one for conversation.
No, he keeps himself to himself, keeps himself to himself.
Exactly. Does...
Not a word.
Not a word. Not a word.
Not a single word. Hey, utter! And that's him. All right.
Green.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dumb green. Aren't many of those, are there?
Not a lot.
No. Silent.
Oh.
Oh.
Ah, but think Irish. Would be that old Irish classic, Soylent Green.
Oh. It's time now to play the game called Mornington Crescent. But first, I notice we've received a correspondence this week, and it's from a Mrs. Trellis of North Wales. She writes, "Dear Clint, sorry about the spelling mistake in my last letter. Yours sincerely, Mrs. Trellis." Okay, this week we'll be trying a new computerized version of the game that's been specially developed for the PlayStation 2 with a view to making the game more user-friendly for today's generation of players. Any foul moves made during the course of play will be signaled by the computer. I have a manual here with which to interpret any error sounds. Okay, Tim, will you start, please?
Collier's Wood.
Birdcage Walk.
Barking.
Maybe, but it was a good move.
Victoria. Ah. Spot prize.
What does that mean, Humph?
Well, problem is, this is a phonetic manual here, so...
No.
Wait a minute, Harry, wait a minute. Baba? That's no. It. You're in breach of Mortimer's primary injunction. Miss a turn.
Oh.
Oh.
So, Ladbroke Grove. Mm.
West Street.
King's Cross.
Gunnersbury.
Marylebone.
Oh, pathetic.
Oh.
That's okay.
What are you doing?
No, you can do anything now. Yeah.
Go on, squirrel.
No, wait. Oh. Morton.
What?
Morton.
Oh, we got some...
More.
We got some beginners in.
Chalk Farm.
Very
oh,
good.
Man.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
I think we're still all right.
Not if he's Chalk Farm to Morden.
No, that's okay. That's okay. This is the PlayStation 2 version. So
of course, yeah.
They can't get quite so much on that.
Yeah.
Hatton Cross. Well, that hurt.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Oh! Says here.
Cough it up. Cough it up.
I think the machine's. Have...
Smack his back. Smack his back. He'll be all right.
You are now south of the river. Lose a life.
That's a bit drastic, isn't it?
Gives you a little bit afterwards how to pronounce it. Aru.
I think this is a bit high tech for us.
Carry the noise on. Didn't sound much like ow.
The noise didn't.
No.
What did it sound like then, Graham?
More like blinksh.
Don't go down that road. Just leave it. Leave it.
No.
Leave.
Carry on,
just
Barry.
Just blinksh and he's gone.
Brick Lane.
How does that one sound, Humph?
That sounded to me like kaplow. And it means good move. Advance to Tottenham Court Road.
Has he advanced to Tottenham Court Road?
I've gone to Tottenham Court Road.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You've
right.
gone to...
He goes
so to Barry's on Tottenham Court Road?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mornington Crescent.
Well done.
Oh!
What out of drag, I wanted to say whoosh, 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 and da na na.
And so you shall.
I hate to tell you what that means in Esperanto.
We come now to our handy hint spot when the teams attempt to answer common household problems submitted by our listeners. But first, following one or two queries from confused listeners, I have to provide corrections and clarifications to some of the answers supplied in the last edition. Whacking with a bolstered chisel and mallet is the best way to remove tiles. And Mrs. Harris, the item of your husband's that you can scrub clean with a nail brush and windoline should have been his pair of spectacles. Oh. Okay, teams. Here are this week's questions to which I'd like you to provide helpful solutions. Barry, you can start. How can you remove the odor of vomit from your upholstery?
Fart.
Oh, more dear. Tea, Vicar.
The answer is treated with a solution of 1 teaspoon of baking soda in a cup of warm water. Graham, what can you do if your dog suffers from incontinence?
You can do what you like and blame the dog.
The answer is fit it with disposable toddler training pants with a with a hole cut for its tail. Tim, what's a good way to lure a rat out from under the furniture?
Tell him you've got a copy of Cain and Abel and you'd like him to sign it.
The answer is entice him by holding a rat of the opposite sex a short distance away. Phil, how can you ensure that you'll be able to find your children on holiday if they get lost?
Dress them up as Taliban. That, and they get the beach to themselves. It's fantastic. It's a bit of a wind double.
The answer is dress them all in similar fashion for the journey so that if one gets lost, you can give an accurate idea of what he or she looks like by showing what their sibling is wearing.
I must buy a copy of this book. It's very useful.
And it says if they all get lost, go home and start another family. Graham, what can you do if your exhaust is blowing?
Just blame the dog.
This seems to me a funny sort of amount. Oh, I suppose it makes sense. Stay calm, just secure a baked bean.
You can do it.
What?
Just secure a baked bean tin.
That's what
Sorry,
started it.
I didn't quite
it.
Catch all of that, Hub.
Stay calm, just secure a baked bean tin or any old can over the pipe with some string. Isn't that fun?
And?
Tim, what can you do if you like fizzy drinks but are worried about them rotting your teeth?
Put them in a separate glass.
No, it's use a straw. It reduces the contact between your teeth and the drink. Phil, what's a simple way to change the colour of your canary?
Respray, then cut and shut the beak, go faster wings, jack it up at the back. But then you got a budgie, you see.
The answer is by adding paprika, cayenne, and red pepper to its food.
Oh, what about his poor little ass?
I think you secure a baked bean tin, right?
Finally, here's one for anyone to have a go at. What should you remember to avoid putting on the bed of an incontinent elderly person?
Phosphorus.
Audience, do you know the right answer?
Electric blanket.
You're right.
Really?
Electric blanket.
Oh, man.
They now, could poach themselves to death.
Here's... Well, I notice it's very nearly the end of the show, but there's just time to fit in a round of pessimists' songbook. Samantha has to nip out to meet a yachting friend who's a bit down in the dumps and stuck indoors. She says he's not been feeling himself lately, so she's going to get him out in her little boat. When she feels there's a swell on, she'll know his pecker's up again. So while she's away doing that, I'd ask the teams to suggest song titles that might appeal to an audience of natural pessimists. Tim, will you start, please?
Disenchanted evening.
She loves you. Yes, yes, yes.
It's now or never. Take a wild guess.
There'll be bluebirds over my newly washed rover.
I'm going to sit right down and write myself a will.
I don't like Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays.
I remember you.
No, you don't.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
It's all over my friend. Wake up, little Susie. Oh, no.
People will say we're in Hove.
So, ladies and gentlemen, as the Anne Robinson of time says goodbye to the weakest link of fate and the house brick of doom hurtles through the TV screen of eternity. I notice it's the end of the show. So from the team, Samantha, myself, and the fine folk of Brighton, it's goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Timbrook Taylor, and Phil Jupiters have been given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultant was Ian Pattinson, and the producer was John Naismith.